Hey, it's Nudia from Vocalo. Got plans July 11th? Now you do. Join me for Vocalo's free summer meltdown concert at Bottom Lounge with Adam Killa and Taylor Bennett. We'll have merch giveaways and surprise guests. Learn more at wbez.org/events.
Good morning, Chicago. Welcome to Thursday. I'm Erin Allen, and this is The Rundown. So, were you in a basement last night around 7 o'clock? Yeah. If you're in the Chicago area, you probably heard about a few tornadoes swirling around. The National Weather Service was tweeting last night about sightings, including one by O'Hare. Passengers took shelter and there were no immediate reports of injuries, but hundreds of flights were disrupted. Cook County was under a tornado warning after the agency confirmed a tornado near South Elgin. The National Weather Service issued two tornado warnings for portions of Chicago specifically last night. Tornado sirens sounded at least twice across the city, warning people to take cover. And tornado warnings across Cook County were canceled by 7:45 p.m. Speaking of weather and climate, there's some new research out of Northwestern University. Apparently, global warming is raising the temperature underground in some spaces across Chicago. Over time, this could cause the ground to change shape, which could potentially weaken building foundations and even make parts of the city sink. Researcher Alessandro Rotolaria was on WBEZ's daily talk show Reset yesterday. He said this is literally underground climate change.
So since the temperature of the air at the surface of cities is rising, a portion of that heat diffuses also underground.
Rotolaria says in some places underground, the temperature was more than 90 degrees Fahrenheit. He believes there's also an upside to rising temperatures underground. That heat could be captured and distributed as thermal energy. The first Black trans person was appointed to public office in Cook County yesterday. Precious Brady Davis was sworn into the Metropolitan Water Reclamation District's Board of Commissioners. My colleague Noah Jennings is reporting that she is also the first trans person to serve on a water reclamation board in U.S. history. Friends and family packed the center on Halsted to celebrate Brady Davis as she was sworn into office. After the ceremony, Brady Davis says she wants to show the depth of the trans community.
When people think about our lives, they only think about our marginalization. They don't think about our expertise. And now I'm looking forward to serving those folks.
Brady Davis says she hopes to see the district transition to 100% renewable energy and to expand green infrastructure across the county. And now for some quick hits, starting with a few updates from Mayor Johnson's administration. My colleagues at the Sun-Times are reporting that the Community Commission for Public Safety and Accountability is scheduled to announce three finalists for Chicago's next police superintendent. The announcement is happening this evening, one day before the deadline set by a city ordinance. After that, Johnson will have 30 days to make an appointment. Also, Block Club is reporting that Mayor Johnson's transition team has released more recommendations. This time, they're focusing on Chicago schools. Their report recommends, among other things, creating a paid youth council to guide school decisions, helping about 20,000 unhoused students find housing, and granting full college scholarships to Chicago students who want to become teachers. They see the latter as a way to cultivate more Black and Latino educators. Chicago Animal Care and Control is an animal shelter on the west side and is getting close to capacity. The shelter is looking for foster and permanent homes for animals. If you're on the fence about adopting, the agency is waiving adoption fees for dogs and cats this month. People who adopt will also receive 30 days of free pet insurance. And there's a 7-year-old from Gladstone Park who's competing for the best mullet in America. According to Block Club, Evan Hall is one of 292 kids from his age group in the USA Mullet Championships. You can see all the contenders and support your favorite one by voting now through Sunday at mulletchamp.com. No, for real. In the weather, the rain has slowed down, but it's still partly cloudy this morning. The sky should clear up by this afternoon with high temperatures going up to the upper 70s. And that's it for today. Thank you for listening to The Rundown. I'm Erin Allen. I'll talk to you tomorrow morning.